Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Describe a Creative Space, Ace Your IELTS Speaking Test. As an IELTS examiner, I've noticed that questions about creative spaces are increasingly common in the speaking test. This topic allows candidates to showcase their vocabulary, fluency, and ability to describe places in detail. In this guide, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions about a place where you go to be creative, to achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about creativity and places. Here are some potential questions with sample answers. Do you consider yourself a creative person? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I think I'm quite creative. I enjoy coming up with new ideas for my work and hobbies. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely. I'd say creativity is an integral part of my personality. I constantly find myself thinking outside the box, whether it's brainstorming innovative solutions at work or experimenting with new techniques in my artistic pursuits. Where do you usually go when you need to be creative? Band 6-7, answer. I usually go to my room or a quiet cafe when I need to be creative. These places help me concentrate. Band 8-9, answer. I have a few go-to spaces that spark my creativity. My absolute favorite is a secluded spot in the local botanical gardens. The serene atmosphere and vibrant flora there never fail to ignite my imagination. Alternatively, I sometimes retreat to my home studio, which I've carefully curated to be a haven for creative exploration. Part 2, Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Cue card. Describe a place where you go to be creative. You should say, where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why this place helps you to be creative. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my creative sanctuary, which is a cozy nook in my local library. This special spot is tucked away in the far corner of the second floor, overlooking a picturesque garden. I make it a point to visit this place at least twice a week, usually during quieter hours in the afternoon. It's become somewhat of a ritual for me, a way to recharge my creative batteries and find inspiration. When I'm there, I engage in various creative pursuits. Sometimes I'll sketch in my notebook, letting my imagination run wild as I draw inspiration from the books surrounding me. Other times, I'll work on writing projects, whether it's crafting short stories or brainstorming ideas for my blog. This place is conducive to creativity for several reasons. Firstly, the peaceful ambiance allows me to focus without distractions. The soft rustling of pages and the gentle whispers create a soothing background that helps me enter a flow state. Secondly, being surrounded by countless books stimulates my mind and often leads to unexpected bursts of inspiration. Lastly, the view of the garden outside provides a refreshing visual break when I need to rest my eyes or contemplate an idea. In essence, this library nook serves as my personal think tank, a place where I can tap into my creative wellspring and bring my ideas to life. It's become an integral part of my creative process, and I'm grateful to have discovered such a perfect spot for nurturing my imagination. Follow-up questions. How does the environment affect your creativity? Band 6-7, answer. The environment is important for my creativity. A quiet and comfortable place helps me think better and come up with more ideas. Band 8-9, answer. The environment plays a crucial role in fostering my creativity. I find that a well-designed space can significantly enhance my creative output. For instance, natural light boosts my energy levels, while a clutter-free area helps me maintain mental clarity. Additionally, having inspiring elements around me, such as artwork or plants, often sparks new ideas and keeps my creative juices flowing. Do you think creativity is an innate skill, or can it be developed? Band 6-7. Answer. I believe creativity can be developed. While some people might be naturally creative, everyone can improve their creative skills with practice and effort. Band 8-9. Answer. While there may be a genetic component to creativity, I firmly believe that it's a skill that can be cultivated and honed over time. Like any other ability, creativity can be enhanced through deliberate practice and exposure to diverse experiences. By engaging in creative exercises, challenging ourselves to think differently, and embracing new perspectives, we can expand our creative capacity. It's about nurturing a growth mindset and creating an environment conducive to innovative thinking. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions with sample answers. How important is creativity in the modern workplace? Band 6-7, answer. Creativity is very important in modern workplaces. It helps companies come up with new ideas and solve problems better. Many jobs now require creative thinking. Band 8-9, answer. Creativity has become indispensable in the contemporary professional landscape. In an era of rapid technological advancement and global competition, businesses that foster a culture of innovation are more likely to thrive and stay relevant. Creative thinking enables employees to devise novel solutions to complex problems, streamline processes, and adapt to changing market dynamics. Moreover, creativity fuels entrepreneurship and can lead to groundbreaking products or services that disrupt entire industries. It's not just about artistic pursuits anymore. Creativity is now a core competency across various sectors, from technology and marketing to finance and healthcare. Do you think schools should put more emphasis on teaching creativity? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I think schools should focus more on creativity. It's an important skill for students' future careers and can make learning more enjoyable. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely. I believe that integrating creativity into the curriculum should be a top priority for educational institutions. Traditional education systems often emphasize rote learning and standardized testing, which can stifle creative thinking. By fostering creativity, schools can better prepare students for the challenges of the 21st century. This could involve project-based learning, interdisciplinary studies, and encouraging divergent thinking. Moreover, creative education can enhance problem-solving skills, boost self-expression, and cultivate adaptability, all crucial attributes in our rapidly evolving world. It's about striking a balance between acquiring fundamental knowledge and developing the ability to think innovatively. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, incorporate these advanced words and phrases into your responses. Conducive to creativity, conducive to creativity, adjective phrase, favorable or helpful for creative thinking. Example, the quiet atmosphere of the library is conducive to creativity. Spark inspiration, to suddenly cause someone to have a good idea. Example, visiting art galleries often sparks inspiration for my own projects. Think tank, tank, noun, a group or institution organized to study a particular subject and provide ideas. Example, my study room serves as my personal think tank for generating new ideas. Nurture imagination, nurture nation verb phrase, to encourage or support the development of creative thinking. Example, reading diverse genres helps nurture my imagination. Tap into creativity, kukriti phrase, to access or utilize one's creative abilities. Example, I meditate daily to tap into my creativity more effectively. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing creative spaces, be specific, provide detailed descriptions of your creative space, including sensory details. Use varied vocabulary, incorporate advanced words and idiomatic expressions related to creativity. Showcase your thoughts. Don't just describe the place, explain why it inspires you and how it affects your creative process. Practice fluency. Aim for smooth delivery with minimal hesitations. Develop your ideas. Expand on your initial responses with examples and personal experiences. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, record yourself, and seek feedback to continually improve your performance. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to solve a conflict. This skill of problem solving is closely related to creativity and can further enhance your speaking performance.